Mr. Solana's trip to the Middle East began Monday with a visit to Saudi Arabia. Saudi authorities recalled their ambassador from Denmark last month to protest the original publication of the cartoons in a Danish newspaper last September. Solana told reporters that Brussels would do its utmost to ensure a similar event would not happen again, in part, he said, because Europe and the Islamic world need each other. But Daoud Abdullah, Assistant Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, said he doubted whether Solana will be able to calm popular anger in the Middle East over the drawings of the Prophet.
Well, you see, he is speaking to governments and political leaders. But the fact of the matter is, people across the Islamic world have taken this issue to heart, and they are acting as a popular movement. As you know, many of these political leaders across the Middle East have very little contact with their people. They live in one world and their people in another.
The publication of the cartoons by a number of European newspapers sparked anger and sometimes violent demonstrations across the Muslim world. The violence appears to have abated somewhat, but on Monday, several thousand students protested against the images in Pakistan. There were also protests by Muslims in Turkey, France, and Britain on Saturday and Sunday against the cartoons, which were most recently republished Friday by an anti-immigration group in Finland. Meanwhile, a series of polls show many Europeans are divided over the images. A survey published Friday in France found that 54% of French believe that reprinting the images in the European press amounted to unnecessary provocation. But another poll published in Denmark found that while most respondents said they understand Muslim anger, fewer than half believe it was wrong for the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten to first publish the images. Muslims are finding other ways to vent their anger against the cartoons besides demonstrating. Members of France's Muslim Council announced they would take legal action against at least one of the five French newspapers which reprinted the cartoons. And in Iran, a leading newspaper Monday began soliciting cartoons in English and Farsi about the Holocaust. The paper says it will post the cartoons on its internet site. The paper's cartoon editor told the Associated Press it had done so not as a retaliation against the European publications, but to test press freedom in the West. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.